So why would kick down?
Hear from the settlement.
What's the reason for the 2 weeks? To have a group or something?
Good morning, Shavuot Tov, and today's daf, for those of you who aren't too lazy, is daf Lamed Zayin, and we're holding on Elohim Mishum Mitzvah, which is the fourth line. Ve'elohim Mishum Mitzvah, so the last group that we had in the Mishnah was the list of things that are a mitzvah, and nonetheless, there's a gezeira against doing them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that included anything that had to do with neder, hegdesh, tzolot maktishin, lo marichin, lo machrimin. Says the Gemara, what's the issue over here? Gezera mishum mekach u'memka. It's all a gezera. Oh, the shayla wouldn't even a gezera because of mekach u'memka. Mekach u'memka itself might be, and here again Rashi brings up the two issues that we've had throughout. It might be directly from the Torah, in the sense that it appears in the Pasuk in Ezra, so that they made, apparently at the time, a big to-do, probably because of Mimitzo Cheftecha. Mekach u'memka is doing the things that you do for yourself. So that itinus might be usher from the Torah itself, because, I mean, even though the Maizet is Divrei Kabbalah, the Lashon of Mimitzo Cheftecha v'daber davar is in Yeshayahu, but maybe that's the pshat. Or is it could be that this is part of the gezera that mekach u'memkar can lead you to ktiva, because generally the derech of mekach u'memkar is to write down. If that's the case, to say mishum mekach u'memkar means it's a gezera la gezera. Mekach u'memkar itself is only a gezera. So you'll have to say that it's kulo chod a gezera. If there's anything that has to do with transferring a property, whether it's to hekdesh or to a storekeeper, is all the same gezera. V'lo magbiim trumotu ma'asrot. L'chara, that, says the Gemara, that's pshita. We've had many, many times the issue of tikkun mona. It's similar. What, all of a sudden we bring it up over here? Tani Rav Yezu lo nitzcha litna l'koin bo bayom. The chiddush over here is, you might think that if you're taking off the truma to give to a kohen, so over there already it doesn't look like your interest is to be mitaken. Your interest is to be misameach the kohen, that he should have a simchas yantiv. So you might think that in that case already, it would be mutter to be mafrish. Therefore, kamash v'lan, that afal pikin it's awesome. V'hani mili peri detvilein mi'etmol, afal peri detvilein ha'idna. This would only be true if you could have taken off the truma yesterday, because the peris were already tevel before. But peris that you just made tevel today, for instance, you made a dough. The dough now and only now became chayiv in challah, which is of course the same as truma, both rashis. So then, lafrushinina challah mafrushina. Then of course we saw earlier in the Masechta what it is you need to do in order to be mata the achila of the isa you do. So you're mafrish. And if you're mafrish, so you have inan lakohe. What's this whole language? The Mishnah is weird. First it says the following things are also Mishum Shvus. No. So that includes all the Yisuri Rabbanan that will come to whatever it is. The Ktiva, whatever the Gzera is, the tearing off a branch, but they're all usher because of something that has to do with Shvut. So what are you saying? And then there's another category that's a Rishus, and another category that's a another category. All the categories are also Mishum Shvus. All you're trying to tell me is that there's mitzvah, so why you put it that way? So why are you calling it Rishus? Mishum Shvut Leka? The Isser is the Isser Shvut. It's not the Isser Rishus. And when you say mitzvah, so Adi Mishum Mitzvah Yika Mishum Shvut Leka, what is that supposed to mean? The following are mitzvah. And what? And not Shvut. Amrav Yitzchak, Lomi Boy, Kamina. The Mishnah is telling you that not only A, even B, and not only B, even C. In other words, lo mi boy shvot, where that's all that there is. You don't take anything else into consideration. So shvot grey data. It's plain, simple, clear iser, where there was no tzad to be moderate because of a need for mitzvah, or even for semi-mitzvah, like dancing and shul and so on. We didn't moderate that. That's obviously us. Ela filu shvot reshut. Even things which have some element of mitzvah in them, even that, is also Osir. Yes, they're all Shvat. There's plain Shvat, the Shvat the Rishut, and the Shvat the Mitzvah. Those are the three categories. They mean to imply that the two second categories had nothing to do with Shvat, obviously. And not only where it's not a mitzvah mamish, there's even cases where what you're doing is mamish a mitzvah, and nonetheless, you're giving something to Hegdash. Well, you can't do what's a gewaldig mitzvah. Nonetheless, Rabbanan asked it. Kol elu b'yom tov v'amru, even on Yantav Koshkin on Shabbos, and then the important line, the only difference between them is Urchol Nefesh. Now, that makes absolutely no sense to say such a thing from our own Perek. What are you saying? B'shem Urchol Nefesh. V'raminu, what about the first Mishnah? It said, Meshilin Derech Arubah B'yom Tov Avalo B'Shabbat. That had nothing to do with Urchol Nefesh. That had to do with saving your money from the payroll that were getting wet. We were matter that on Shabbos, on Yantav, and not on Shabbos. So what are you trying to tell me? There's no difference between Shabbos and Yantav. You just said that there is a difference. Omer Rabbi Yosef lo kasha. You'll have to say that Har Rabbi Eliezer, Har Rabbi Yoshua. Maybe this is dependent goof of the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. What's that machlokas? Titania. Otoved v'no. So we had before this question, we mentioned it in passing, that if you have two animals that you can't possibly shech both of them today, because one is the mother and one is the child, and therefore one, the moment you shech one, the other one will be awesome. So how are you going to get them out of the bar? You can't say, I'm going to eat them. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ma'aleat HaRishon HaManat V'Shochtan. Look, you take out one, and the other one, and the yeshech that one, the other one you'll have to lower food to let it eat. Hasheni oselo parnasa b'mekomo, kedei shelo yamut. You could put down food in order that it shouldn't die. Rabbi Yoshua omer ma'aleat harishon aminat l'shochto v'eino shochto. Actually, bring up one in order to shecht it, but don't shecht it. And then change your mind and suddenly decide, this one's no good, I'd rather have the other one. Uma'arim. So then you basically pull this little fooling around stunt. And you say, actually, I want the other one. And then you can decide, you can check either one. So Lechora, we have basically that over here where it says, Ein Bein Yontav L'Shabbos, that they were Gozer, whatever they were Gozer on Shabbos, they were Gozer on Yontav, even though there's a loss of money that's involved. That's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to lift up the other behemah through the Haramah, which means that the opening Mishnah of our Perek of Meshilin Perot, according to this answer, was going only on Libra Rabbi Yoshua, because we were being matir on Yontav, Hefsed Mammon issues, that we weren't ready to be matir on Shabbos. Dude, it's a pretty big chiddush. Omalei Abaya says, Abaya, I don't understand. How do you see that the two cases are interdependent? I could see it that either shita here could hold either shita there. Look, I mean, let's say, Mimai. Dilma Adkan Lokam Rebbe Eliezer Hasan. I mean, the only reason Rebbe Eliezer said that you can't bring up the second one is because you're not going to lose the money. I mean, you could lower the food and feed it in the bar. So it's Efshar Parnasa. But over here, what are you going to do to save your parents? It's pouring. You have to get them inside. So maybe he would agree. Mechad Elo, Efshar Parnasalo, he would agree to the original Mishnah. That Meshilin Perot. Inami Atkan Lo Gomer Rabbi Yeshua Atan. El Defshar La'arumi. Maybe the only reason Rabbi Yeshua said you could pull up the second one is because there is a way to pull the wool over everybody's eyes by pretending you want the first one. No, I want the second one. But over here, everybody who sees you taking down the Paris in the rain knows perfectly well what he's tiptoeing down there for. And therefore, you're not fooling anyone. They know you're moving your Paris, not in order to eat them, but in order to temporarily put them down. And when the sun shines again, you're going to put them back up. So each shita could agree to the other shita. It makes no sense what you're saying. Says, so agree, you're right. El Amr, if Papa has a better answer. What we'll have to say is, Lokasha Beit Shemaya Beit Hillel. The truth is, we saw earlier in the Masechta that we have a machlokas Beit Shemaya Beit Hillel legabei hotza'ah b'chalal on Yontav, as Rabbi Yaakov brought up last night. In other words, it's very interesting. We had the same Tosis points out. We had the same Mishnah Megillah. In Megillah, we didn't point out. It says exactly these words. Ein in the whole list of Ein Bains that you have in Megillah. Because obviously that's where you need the Ein Bains. Achelo yada Bain, right? Seriously. That's the whole Purim is Ein Bain. So over there, we list this one too. Ein Bain Yontav Moshe. Nobody asks over there. Because we understand that what we're talking about over here is the questions of derisas. And we're not going to start fooling around Meshilian and this. But over in our parak over here, we're talking about the sugya over here of Shlos. So therefore, we're now going to relate this Mishnah to the previous sugya that we had about whether there's a problem of being motzi on Yontav, not for Ochol Nefesh. So we're even going to include the issue of mitoch, once we already raise it. So we didn't go directly to mitoch. We went directly to our Mishnah, which was Meshilin, the first part of the parak. You can't have in the same parak the words Meshilin b'yontav avalo b'shabbos and then say ein ben yontav shabbos ella. That makes no sense. But once we open up that Pandora's box, you understand, so now we have to already consider that the truth is there's a machlokas b'shamei beit hillel, because if we're going to include the rabbanans, we certainly have to include just this. Could you tell them that there's no shear on that?
So that we
therefore now go back to that machlokas and say it's dependent in the mission that we had before. It's not. Beit Shammai amrin ein motzin lo et hakatan velo et halulav velo et sefer Torah l'rishut harabim ubeit hillel matiri. So Beit Shammai says you can't take out a child or a lulav on Yom Kippur or a sefer Torah. Why? Because we don't say the question of the mitoch. There's Beit Hillel matirin. So Beit Hillel is matir. Okay, so then the same thing should be true over here. Says, well, I understand. What does this have to do with that? Maybe he was talking about Hotza'ah. He said you can't carry. It means carry from Moshe Sayachit, Moshe Sarabim, Rabbamis, Moshe Sarabim. Here we're talking about the Tircha, which is basically an extension of the concept of Mukta. Things that you do to carry, some things we ask are carrying for the various Kalim. And as we pointed out, the Chatchila, the Gezerah on carrying was any type of carry, as the Gemara in Shabbos details the time of Nehemiah, where they saw there was so much Chilul Shabbos going on. People were completely ignoring the Inyanim of Shabbos carrying around. So they had to make a very extreme Gezerah, and they gradually lowered, as people became more makpid and sensitive to it, so they gradually lowered the standards of the Yisurim. But the pashtus of the machlokas Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel is that it had to do with Hotza Gufa. But once you, not for the tircha of carrying from the Paris from the God, lo, says the Gemara, yes, but remember, as we've seen many times, the basis of all Yisurei Tiltol, Shabbos and Yontav, started then, because of the problem of Hotza. So if we wouldn't have had an idea that we need to be makbid on the concept of carrying things around, you would have come up with the question of that carrying something from one place to another is a problem in Shabbos and Yontav. Not a problem. So if you hold a Beit Hillel in which we're going to be matir, even Shaloi Letzerech on Yontav, so I'm going to worry about Meshilin. So I'll be matir Meshilin too. But that means that the Mishnah is a leftover, basically, it's a Shita Beit Shammai. So in other words, we specifically put these two Mishnayas here, one after another, in order to point out this difference. If you hold a Beit Hillel, it's true that you cannot make a blanket statement like that, that Ein Bein Beit Shammai, Ein Bein Shabbat V'Yom Tov, Elak is not really true. Because once we're going to be Matir, even using a Svar of Mitoch, once we're going to be Matir, we should mention that there's that difference too. and not simply in Memelevis. The other differences of Meshili and various other tirchas, the Dinim of Muktzas, the whole first daf of the parak that considered what possible difference might there be between the Shiurim of Shabbos and Yontov, the Chumra of Shabbos versus Yontov, to be less machmer on Shabbos, more machmer Yontov, or vice versa. So obviously the whole first daf really raised our consciousness about the differences between Shabbos and Yontov in details that were not included in the second blanket statement that came in the next Mishnah. So the whole Gemara was arranged in this fashion. We should recognize that a blanket statement would only be true. I'll leave it to Beit Shammai. In real life, things are a lot more complicated than that. Not to mention the other issues, which are the questions of Machshiri Echol Nefesh, we haven't gotten to yet. Whew, look at this.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Habehima lahakilim tiraglei habaalim. The second issue that is similar to the question of moving things around is how far you can move them. We already saw in yesterday's Gemara that we introduced the issue of Tchum. We took for granted that there would be the same dinim of Tchumim, which we question why would that would be true, but the same dinim of Tchumim that appear on Shabbat appear on Yontov as well. So now the question is like this. Normally the din is that if you own something, then that thing, whether it's live or inanimate, whether that thing is yours has the same din as you have. So in other words, let's say you made an Erev to go north. So then anybody else who finds that thing or who's lent that thing can't take it south. But so you made your Erev all the way at the end of the northern side, 2,000 Amos. They can't move it at all south because it's yours. So it has the same din as you. If you can't go south, it can't go south. Hamoser ben Tolivno, Oloroe, somebody who generally gives over his animal to his son to take care of, or to a shepherd for hire, nonetheless, Areelu, Kiragle, Habali, you can't move them the way you want to move them. You have to move them the way the owner. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara that what this is talking about is that he hasn't given them over yet to the hands of the Ben or the Baal, of the Reya. And there's more than one opportunity. In other words, it's not clear who he's going to give them to. And therefore, it doesn't get the Rishus of the Reya. But had he given them to the Reya before Yontov, or if he only has one Reya that he always gives it to, and therefore the assumption is that it's going to be in that roa's end, then in hachinagi, it would be karagli haro'eh, as we'll see. Kelim hamiyuchadim le'achad min ha'achim shebabayit. Let's say that a father died leaving an estate to a number of different children. They haven't yet split the estate. Nonetheless, if one of the children generally is the one who uses this particular kli, and everybody recognizes it's going to be used by him. He always takes that particular jacket and uses it. So then it has it in. It's like raglav. Arei elu ki raglav. But she'en miyuchadim, where all of the brothers could share, so then arei elu kamokom sholchim. Then it becomes like the din of the place where they would all be able to walk. But if some of them can't walk there, none of them can walk there. So in other words, if one brother makes an Erev to the south and one brother makes an Erev to the north, each one is going to cut into the other one's area of halicha, because it's now, it's there, it's all of them are the baali. And theoretically, you could have a situation where you can't move at all. Let's say one made an Erev all the way to the north and one made an Erev all the way to the south. So now this jacket can't be worn at all, unless you know, don't move, but you'd have to stay within those arba amos. Hashoel kli mechaveiro meherav yom tov, and it's karagli hashoel. If you borrow something, if you borrowed it before yontov, so then it gets your din. That's the Bible, was that it should be in your rishus for yontov. But if you borrowed it on yontov, it's correctly Hamashiach. Once it was Kena Shvisa at the Knisa of Yontov in a particular place, you cannot change it in the middle of the day, so you can only carry it where its Mokum Shvita was. ששאלה מחברתה, תבלינו מים ומלח ויסתה, הרי הוא קרג לשתיהם. You have another problem. This is really a sophisticated problem for a housewife. She wants to make a cake on Yontif. So she runs out of eggs. So she goes next door to borrow some eggs. Okay. She goes ahead and makes her cake. Little does she know that the lady next door has made an Erev to go visit her son who lives north. And she had made an Erev to visit her kids who live south. Well, that cake ain't going nowhere. Because the eggs can't move south and the flour can't move north.
The fact that it changed form makes no difference.
No, the amazing thing is here it says even the water. She goes and borrows water from next door. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yehuda's painted b'mayim, shem b'mamish. I mean, once the cake is baked, so where do you see the water? The Gemara is going to ask about that question. What do you think? So salt, you see? I mean, here's the salt. So maybe it's not really true about the eggs. Maybe the eggs would be like the water. That we'll have to see what the story is on the salt. Says the Gemara, this business over here in the Mishnah that says that it goes karagli habaylin and not karagli haro'eh, that clearly is the loka Rabbi Doisa. The Tanya Rabbi Doisa Omer, the subsets Abishol, halokeach be'ema mechavero me'erev yom tov. Somebody who buys an animal. So you say, okay, what the heck? He bought the animal, but he wasn't kind of the animal yet until the person is meiser it. No. The din of tchumim is not defined by kinyanim in terms of its being. It's defined by das. So if the das was that it should belong to that person, even though lemaisa wasn't in his rishus, ain't shira yom bechumash. Even though it wasn't in his rishus, so areihu karagli alokeach. Doesn't matter. It still is in the hands of the rishus of the guy, the buyer. V'hamoser be'emal ro'eh, hafa pishalo masralo ela b'yomto, areo keragle haro'eh. And somebody who gives over a behema to a ro'eh normally, we'll see, of course, we're going to have to explain the difference. I already hinted to you what the difference is, but there we know it's always done to that ro'eh. So somebody gives over a behema to a shepherd, even though he only gives it to him on Yontif, it has a din of the Re'ah. Wow, our Mishnah says that it has a din of the Bailim. So clearly, Rabbi Deiser, Rabbi Shol, is not the Tana of the Mishnah. Filo Temer Rabbi Deiser. Not necessarily. Lokasha kan bero echad kan b'shnei ro'im. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy has a lot of options. He could give it over to different people. It wasn't clear at all to whom he was going to give it. So then if he didn't give it to that person, Me'er of Yontif, so then it doesn't have a din of defining it by your das. We didn't have a das. And therefore it remains in his own rishus. Deikanami, you could be medayik this for the Mishnah, because why does the Mishnah say ro'eh or b'no? Huh? Libno. I mean, isn't it obvious that once you're telling me I'm ready to give it over to a ro'eh, and nonetheless it remains in my rishus. So obviously, if I give it to my son, it remains in my rishus. The father's always giving things in the hand that his son doesn't take it out of his rishus. There you have a whole problem, b'chlo. You give something to your son. If you want something to go out of your rishus, it doesn't help. Yeah, and I mean, depending on how you define Godel, but he's enosemech rishus, so then enokinami. But certainly, Beno, as a klal, is less of a kiddush than the roeh, so why mention it? Must be because, here the truth is a machlek, is how to understand exactly the raya. The Rosh learns the raya is the very fact that it mentions Beno. So that means, Beno or roeh, the ben would be the other roeh. Very simple. Why mention Beno? So to tell me he has options, maybe he'll give it to his son, maybe he'll give it to the Roy. So once already Zachary was going to give it to, so then Enochinami, he remains in his rishus. Rabbi Dos is talking about a case where he only has one person he always gives it to. Since we've already explained that the din of Tchumim is not dependent on its being in your rishus, but rather the das of whose rishus it should be. And that's Kover the Shvita. So we get this two people already. We don't know who it belongs to. Okay? Yeah. Aaron in Shurayon the Chumash. This is crazy. The other, the Mefarshei Rambam, said a little bit differently. Since there's no Chiddush in the Bno, so it becomes out very funny. Oh, this is terrible. Bevakasha lafsik litzaltzel, ani beemtza shiur, ein shiur b'chumash hayon. Did I make a bracha on this? No. Boy, do I need a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Okay, so see, he learns it a little bit differently. That since there's no chiddush on the Bno, so it must be over here that just like Bno wouldn't be motziat mirshu. So even if he gave it to a single ben, the case of the roe has got to be something similar. That I don't know which one it is, but it means according to him, ein achinami. If you generally would give it over to Bno, it would remain in the rishus of the father, which is different than the way the Rosh is learning. Okay. In any event, there's no problem over here. The Mishnah is talking about where you have an option. Since you have an option, therefore it remains in your ownership. By the way, why isn't that itself nogea the question of Yesh Breira? Why don't we say that when he gives it over into the hands of one of them, so now it's Huvrar Da'ato, that this is the one that he wants to give it. And we'll see later on, the Gemara is going to raise the specter of Breira in this whole sugya and not relate it to the Mishnah. So, probably, I mean, there's a lot of different approaches in Rishonim, but I think the most reasonable approach is that since he doesn't know himself, his das is to hang on to it until he decides. And once that's his das, that's Shechze Breira. Because at that point, it's Kena Shvisa, where his das is now. Because, you know what, right now it's mine. I'll decide what to do later. So that's not the same as the case where a guy puts down an Erev, where he knows Ibadavka wants to be somewhere else than he is now. But over here, he wants to hold it. Fine. Omar Rabba Bar Barchan or Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Dosa. In fact, we paskin like Rabbi Dosa, says Rabbi Yochanan. What? Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan say we paskin like Rabbi Dosa? And that the din is that if you give it over into the hands of a Roya, so then it has the rishus of the Roya. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan always follow the Stam Mishnah? Halachic is Stam Mishnah. If it's not, in our Mishnah it says that the Behema and the Kalim are Karagli Habalim, even if there's a Roya. So, well, what's the problem? We already answered that, didn't we? We said our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Daisa. V'lavu kimna, have we not explained already? That kan bero echad, kan b'shnei roim. Our Mishnah is talking about where there's multiple options, and there even Rabbi Daisa would agree that it remains in the Rishos of the owner. Tana Rabbana. Shnayim shishalu chaluk echad b'shutafut. Ze lelech bo shacharit lebet ha-midrash, v'ze likanes bo arvit lebet ha-mishte. So over here, two people borrow a single pair of clothing. One is Yaakov and one is Esav. So one wants to go to the Beis HaMedrash, the other one wants to go to a nightclub. Now the problem is that, of course, Esav at this point was very frum, so he makes an Erev. Ze Erev alav letzafon, v'ze Erev alav ledaron. So the Beis HaMedrash is in the north.
That's where he carries money.
And the nightclub is in the south. So what do you do? So Zeshi, Reva, Lovlet, Safan, of course, they always have a trouble with who's going to wear the clothes. It was the old problem, the Yaakov and Esav. So Zeshi, Reva, Lovlet, Safan, Malech, Let, Safan, Karagle, Misha, Reva, Lovlet, Doron. Let's say the guy who was going south, so he made, to get to the nightclub, he had to make an area of 1,000 amas to the south. So he reduces the walking area 1,000 amas from the north because he extended the tchum in that direction. But the Beis HaMedrash man, Yaakov, he was walking to the north. He made his erev to the north. It took off 1,000 amas from the south. So now you don't have your normal tchum to go 2,000 amas all around. Now you're stuck with 1,000 amas only on each side. As a matter of fact,
What happens? V'im mitzu et atchum. How about if both of them used it up completely? They used up the full distance. One made 2,000 amas to the south, one made 2,000 amas in the north. That jacket ain't going anywhere. And now you can't move it at all. Aye, the Ramazim over here, the relationships with the West and Klal Yisrael are very, very dangerous. Itma.
It all seems to be falling into place.
Unfortunately, yes, very much so. Itma. Shnayim shalakhu chavit ubeima b'shutafut. Two people, they buy b'shutfus, a barrel, and a beima. Where can they go on Yantav? So Rav Amar, I'll tell you, the chavit, when they split the contents of the chavit, each one can go wherever he wants. But when they split the animal, they shech the animal, and now they butcher it, each one gets his steaks, there you cannot move the animal like the ragle of each one. You can only move it in the area that is mishutaf. The Gemara is going to say, huh? But don't say the ha yet. Vishmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, the chavit is also awesome. I said, and what kind of svara is this to be? What's the difference between a chavit and an animal? Micah Sava Rav. I mean, look, if Rav holds Yesh Breira, so what that means is that even though at the time of the beginning of Yontav, I didn't know which part was going to be mine, but since after I split it up, I now say that retroactively, this was the piece that was made to be mine, and therefore it was Kona Shvita, wherever it was that I was Kona Shvita. And after all, I mean, that would be our das if we're buying it to use it. I mean, obviously, each person has in mind, okay, well, my piece will be the piece that I get, and I'll be able to go where I'm going to put my Erev. As opposed to the case before of the Baalim, who wasn't sure who was going to give it to him, wants to hold on to it. Over there, it doesn't enter into this issue. I want it to be with me. And we'll decide what to do with it on Yantar. Over here, each one wants it to be, the piece that's there should be in their rishus. So if Rav holds you can rely on the retroactive determination of which piece is whose, so what's the difference if it's an animal or if it's a barrel? So afilu be'matishteri. And if he holds Ein Breira, again, so what's the difference? The Chavis Nami should be also. I mean, either they're both us or they're both Mutter. How do you come up with this wild distinction between a Behema and the stake and the Chavit? Says the Gemara, actually, Lo Olam Kasava Yesh Breira. He obviously has to hold Yesh Breira, or he could never be Mater the contents of the barrel. We're going to try to figure out a reason why nonetheless he would also the contents of the stake. So the barrel, we understand why it's mutter. The behema, however, is different. Why? Because the behema's got a problem since the whole, it's all very nice talk about Breira. But all day long, until they shechted that animal and split it up, the blood supply wasn't interested in Breira. And the heart kept moving, and the juices kept going, and the lymph system was still working. And you couldn't argue with one of those cells and say, hey, get out of this tchum, it belongs to the other guy. So therefore, since they were yonik, each piece was yonik from the other piece. So what's a chayach to say, yesh breira? This is one organism. A chavis isn't an organism. On a chavis, you could say yesh breira. Each piece is aimed separately. And since it's aimed separately, so whatever, we now say retroactively, the separation was there. I need only to define whose it was. But by the behema, what do you mean each piece of it separately? An organism can never be looked at as separate. So how are you going to now retroactively define a piece of the organism? Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Breira would not apply to a living animal that would have to then be turned into meat and split.
But the wine also moves. The wine moves all the time, whatever it is.
But it's not an organism. So whatever molecule ended up wherever it is, ended up. It's always separate. Each molecule is separate. But an organism, you can't look at as being separate.
That the quality of the wine changes with exposure to air. It has no relevance.
Look, the truth is, I'm telling you my own analysis of this. There's a lot of, I mean, what our president raises, there's a lot of, in my opinion, misunderstanding of what the Gemara is saying. Because what, I mean, I don't want to say misunderstanding, as it appears in all the Rishayim in this misunderstanding, but I mean, what it is that Rav is saying shouts out from the surface that he's making a nafkamina between an organism and a non-organism. But, I mean, everybody takes it to mean that those parts that had been circulating wouldn't have been defined by the Breyer, and therefore they're included in the other guy's piece. Therefore they ask questions like, so why should it be Batel Barov? And so on and so forth. They give all kinds of answers. Well, since it was necessary for life, it's like a maimed, and a maimed isn't Batel. Or maybe it's a Dover Sheshul Matiri. Wild things which you could get away with without any problem by simply saying the Gemara the way I explained it. Right? When you have the question that our president asked. I mean, the same thing is true about wine. We say it's circulating. Well, the wine is also circulating. That's the whole point. But whatever is left, the classical case of Breyer is where the guy leaves over a little bit of wine at the end, right? And he says, whatever I leave over, that should be the Trumas of Meister. So what are you telling me? He says, sir, it has to be dealing with the question of organisms, Lechaira. Once that's true, we could say, something that is initially an organism and it isn't a piece of meat. You can't say it's going to be uvrar, that when it becomes a piece of meat, this is the piece of meat that was aimed for this person. It's all yainik, one from the other. Okay, look, it's one approach to the subject. So the question is like this. Amar le Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav. Wait a second over here. Le'iser mukta lo chashashu. Le'iser tchumim ken chashashu. Why don't we say that each one of them basically had in mind only his own part, right? And therefore, whatever the other guy, whatever part belongs to the other guy, that's not what I have in mind to eat, because I don't want to eat his food. I only want to eat my food. So why don't we say over here that there's a problem of mukta also? Why is it a problem of a tchumim? Once you're saying that there's no breira on such a thing, then what you basically have to say is that you're always going to have in your mind that, well, whatever was coming from my friend, I don't really want to have any shaykhus with. So then you should get directly into mukta. I mean, you don't need to come into tchumim. I shouldn't be allowed bichlal to use this, no? You're saying that it's all mixed, and that on the parts that are still part of the living organism, that over there I can't be machalik, so then why isn't it just muktzah bichlal? Tosfos says, what kind of question is that? I mean, the fact that you don't intend to eat the other guy's thing doesn't make it muktzah. Somebody else's food isn't muktzah. I mean, why would I call that muktzah? He doesn't like that svar. So Tosfos suggests that maybe the union of here of the muktzah is that an animal continues to develop. So what about the new cells that have grown? Old cells have gone away. New cells have come. I mean, so why isn't that now like a nayla? Why are we worried about that if we don't hold a brayer and so on? Okay? That's like, right. But that already is based on the issue of mixing. Because otherwise it would be batel, right? It would have to, it would be based on the other approach that I mentioned and how to understand the sugya. Fine, so we should ask you because of mukta. What's up? You're talking about tchumim, which is only nageya taking it out. You say the same thing that it's yonik mi'adani. Shosik Rab. Rab didn't answer. Because machlok is showing him whether he held it was such an idiotic question it doesn't deserve an answer, or whether he was stumped. My havi Allah. So what's the bottom line? Rav Oshaya Omer Yesh Breira, Rav Yochanan Omer Ein Breira. Bottom line is Yesh Breira, meaning in both cases, or Ein Breira, meaning in both cases. In other words, we don't say this distinction of Rav. But first, Rav Oshaya says Yesh Breira. In fact, Rav Oshaya holds Ein Breira. V'atnan, ha-meit ba-bayit, v'lo p'tachim ar-pei, kulam t'meim. If you have a body in a house, and remember we have a tumah that's called sof tumah latzeit, whatever door the meis is going to be removed from, anything under that door becomes tamei, even though it's not part of the house. And so it's as the oil of the home, it's not in the oil. But nonetheless, it becomes tamei because of sof tumah latzeit. Now, if there's more than one door, then all of the doors are tame. But niftach echad b'em, if one of these doors is opened, then all the other doors become tahor, because that means that this is the door that the mate will be removed from, and it's no longer sof to malat seit. Now you could see instantly how this is nogeya breira, because what we should say is, once a door is open, once the mate would be removed from one of the doors, then retroactively it's clear that the other doors were not the doors that the mate would be removed from, and anything under there should now be seen retroactively as never having become tamer. So l'chora, this opens up a breira situation, right? Chishev lahotziyo be'achad mihem. Once the determination by the Chevra Kadisha is to take it out from one of these doors, or even from a window, if that window is large enough, it has arba al arba, so it's four tvachim by four tvachim, large enough to remove the body. So then that determination to remove the body from that particular entrance is matzelet ala ptachim kulam, now makes all the other ptachim taurim, even though the mate is still in the house. Whereas Beit Shammai says, no, that's only if he determined where to remove the body while the guy was still alive. Because then you didn't have a chance to be matami anything. But you can't retroactively be matire something that already became tame. So therefore, it says, Beit Shammai, ushechashav alav ad shelo yamut hamet. But once the mate is already there, your thinking about it isn't going to change anything. Whereas Beit Hillel amrim, af mishi yamut hamet. What's the difference? Even though it began with a matzav of sof to malat seit from all five doors, the moment that they determine to remove the body from one of them, the rest of the doors become tahor. Now, the question is, become tahor from this point forward, or become tahor retroactively? So what is this? A question of breira, correct? Huh? And comes along Rav Hoshaya, where you just said that he was the one who holds a breira, and he said, now let's not make any mistake about this matter. When Beit Hillel said that you can be metayer the rest of the doors by thinking about one of them, of course it was only letayer taptachim mikan ulahaba. It was only from this point on, but you don't retroactively change the status of something that was standing under one of the other doors. Oho! So what is Rav Hoshaya saying? Don't think that Beit Hillel is saying yesh breira. No. He's only saying that machshava helps even after the mate is in the bayit. That's all he's saying. But not retroactively. From this point on, if you bring something under one of the other doors, it will not become tameh. But something that had become tameh 5 minutes ago, before you determined which door you're taking it out, of course, remains tameh. This is not a changing things backwards in time kind of issue, because we don't hold the breira.
But the doors become tameh.
Not the doors. The doors are not the issue. Things under the entrance is what it means. Doors of a house. Yeah, we've had this before. Yeah, correct. So therefore, what is he saying? He's saying, Ein Breira. So how could you tell me that Rav Hoshaya is the man the Omer over here that tells me Yesh Breira? Something's very weird. Says the Gemara, boy, yeah, that's true. You know what? We better invert. We must have gotten it wrong. It must be that Rav Hoshaya was the one who said Ein Breira, and it was Rabbi Yochanan who said Yesh Breira. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work out either, because Mihito Rabbi Yochanan Breira, not Rabbi Yochanan happens not to hold the Breira, because Om Rav Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Brothers that split an estate. Now look how beautifully Breira figures over here. If you hold of Breira, then that means that when the father died, the portion of the estate that was meant to be going to one child is defined by what he gets in the end. It's destiny, my friend. You got this piece because it was destined to you, Misheshis and Mebereshis. The moment that dad died, this was going to be your part. How do you know? What do you mean? You got it. So since you got it, must mean that this was meant for you. Of course, that is assuming Breira. The other approach is, look, I took the whole thing, you took the whole thing. We're shutafim. Now that we split, I basically sold you the rights you had and what I had, and you exchanged for the rights that you had and what you had. So what we've done is, we did a purchase arrangement to our mutual satisfaction. The big difference in the two is whether when Yovel comes, we got to redo the whole thing. If it's a purchase like any other purchase, what's the difference if we're related? Two brothers that purchase things one from another have the same din as anybody else. You got to give it back in Yovel. But if this is an inheritance, that means it was defined by Brera, and it was meant to be this way from the beginning. So nobody purchased anything. Yovel doesn't affect it at all. Yovel only affects purchases. So here the question of Brera makes a fantastic difference when Yovel comes around. And yet it's Rabbi Yochanan who says that brothers that split an estate have to redo the split when Yovel comes. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Brera. And now you're trying to tell me Rabbi Yochanan does hold a Brera. So either you're going to be messed up with Rabbi Shaya, or you're going to be messed up with Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not going to help you to put things back. Unless, of course, you hold a Brera and each one decided something else at one point.
But there's nothing to stop them to, there's nothing to stop them to make the same division. It's just a technical. So it comes your bill and say, okay, well, let's keep things the way they were.
And what if they're being chased by aliens who threaten them that if they do things the way they were, they will be taken up to their spacecraft and be mercilessly dismantled? What about then?
But they could do it.
Exactly. They could. Okay. That's right. They could. So therefore what? What's your point, Mr. President? They could, but they also couldn't. Are we happy? We should be very happy. In any event, we've proven that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Brera. V'chitim, and maybe you'll say that, hold on a minute, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Brera in the D'oraisa. Okay. But maybe in the Rabbanan, maybe he does hold a Brera. And over here, after all, we're only coming to explain the din of Tchunim. So over there, it should be okay. We'll rely on Brera. Which one of them gets the barrel? This piece of the barrel. Not true. Even in the Drabon and the Tchumim, he doesn't hold the Brera. Because we have the famous case we've had so many times before. Atani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Adam Matnar Shnei Dvarim Kechad. A guy can't make an Erev in two locations at once. To say that if Lamaisa, I decide I want to go to the nightclub, I'll go to the nightclub. And if I want to go to Beis HaMedrash, I'll go to the Beis HaMedrash. Boy, about that, Rivka said, Im kein lama ze anochi. So maybe it's a better case. There's two shiurim. So you got to decide which one you're going to go to. Okay, so you make an Erev. You say, I'll make up my mind. If it's to the north, my Erev should be to the north. If I make up my mind to the south, it'll be to the south. So over there, you can't do that. Why? Because ain't Brera, even on Tormit, the air, the Rabbanu, right?
Well, maybe he'll say Brera too.
Okay, I mean, so then the whole sugi would break down, but 2,000 amas is what we're talking about.
Yeah, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could hold its Rabbanu,
right? Ela'im bacha cham le'mizrach, eruvo le'mizrach, le'ma'arav, le'eruvo le'ma'arav, v'ilo le'kan le'kan lo. So if, the Gemara thinks that this means that if a Chacham shows up, come to the east, then he can say, if the Chacham shows up to the east, my Erev will be to the east. If the Chacham shows up to the west, my Erev will be to the west. To which we ask, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's the same thing as Brera. What's that mean? If the Brera is, I'll decide which year to go to. Or the Brera is, I'll find out ex post facto. And then the Chacham will define now when the Brera is. Where the Erev is. Same thing. So Avina, but we asked there, Maishna lekan lekan delo, the Ein Brera. Why did you say he can't make up his mind on Shabbos? Because of Ein Brera. So that Mizrach Umar of Nami Ein Brera. And Rabbi Yochanan of all people, that you're trying to tell me holds a Brera, Rabbi Yochanan of all people comes along and says, Uchvar ba Chacham. The meaning over here for Rabbi Yehuda, im b'chacham le'mizrach, doesn't mean if the Chacham shows up on Shabbos or Yom Tov le'mizrach or le'marav. The Chacham arrived already, except his cell phone isn't working. So we can't ask him, where did he arrive? But by the middle of Shabbos, when it's time for the drush, everyone will know where he arrived. You know, word gets around. So at that point, I'll know. So that's not Brera. Brera is where it hasn't happened yet. Here it happened. And just, I'm missing the information. So I'll get the information, which is currently available. But I don't, there I can say, I'm making a condition. That's not Brera. The condition is, if the fact is that the Chacham arrived here, then that's where I want it. If the fact is the Chacham has already arrived there, then that's where I want it. And it's Chal. What does that have to do with Brera? Now, if Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's coming to be Masbir, that certainly Rabbi Yehuda only means Uchvar Bachacham. So it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold a Brera even in Tumah. So what are you trying to tell me, that in our case he does hold a Brera by the Chavitz? Something's wrong. Whoops. Okay, you know what? Let's go back to the way we had it before. We had it right. First time we had it right. It was Rabbi Hoshaya that held the Brera. It was Rabbi Yochanan that didn't hold a Brera. Okay. Now, what was your raya that Rabbi Hoshaya doesn't hold a Brera? The fact that he wasn't ready to say that the doors could retroactively define what's tahar aliba de Beis Hillel. Ah, but tuba v'tayra is the araisa. So maybe he doesn't hold a brayer in the araisa, but maybe when it comes over here to the dinner brayer on the tchum, maybe there he was saying that ain't afinami. Since it's a drabbanan, you could rely on it, and maybe that's the pshat. Liolam lo tepo v'chi letle the Rabbi Hoshaya brayera. Where does it hold the brayer? Does it hold the brayer in the araisa? By the way, a big problem over here is that Rashi says over here that the din of Sof Tumala Tzeit is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, which has a din of the Oraita, whereas before Rashi said Beferish that it's the Rabbanon. A lot of discussion about what's his opinion over here about Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. But in any event, in a Rabbanon of Stam Tchunim, Itle, he does hold of it. So, right, so now what we're saying is you can rely on Brera and the Din HaTchumim and Alibid Rabbi Hoshaya, and therefore the barrel or the behemoth would be exactly the same. It would be okay to each one of them who got his piece to walk where he wants. Omar Shmuel, you're talking about a Shor Shel Patan, a guy who takes Shvarim, he fattens them up, and he sells them for sale. So Hareu Karagle Kol Adam, that person has in mind anybody who shows up here. I don't care if he comes from another city and he gets here with an Erev on Yantav. I mean, certainly my das is to sell it to whoever shows up. Right? So you can't say, well, you can't sell it to a guy from another city because, I mean, it was in his Rishus. How's the guy going to take it home? No problem. But Hareu Karagle Kol Adam, but a Shor Shel Ro'eh person who basically raises animals, and his it's his own. He's not in business to fatten up animals and sell them as quickly as possible. Aroah is basically a shepherd. From time to time, somebody will come along and ask him to buy the ones that belong to him, and he'll sell. But he's not a patam where people are lining up on the door. So there, Aroah Kragliotai here, he had in mind that maybe someone will come, maybe one of my neighbors want an animal for Yantav. I mean, he's not a big industrial seller over here. So there, somebody that would come from another city with an Aaron wants to buy now one of his and take it home. He can't, because the guy did not have in mind that it should be for anyone but a Ben Otoa'ir. So basically, it really is a function of what your dat is at the beginning, but not Kinyan. It's a very important akuda. Normally, Kinyan defines it. Since over here, the whole concept is Shvitah, so then the question is, where did you intend to become a Shvita? Which really is why an Erev can also be created mentally. Right? Remember that you also, if you know precisely where you want that Erev to be, so then you can basically teleport there, and the Erev is Chal, by your Das, that's the place that I want to become a Shvita. There's no question. You have to start off there, and then you could change your mind to go back. But it's certainly possible to become a Shvita with Da'at alone. And what kind of kinyan is that? It's a function of Das. Okay. Taflamit Zayin. Elohim mishum mitzvah, lo makdishin, lo marichin, lo makrinin, gzer mishum mekach umemkar. Velo bagbim trubot ubasrot pshita, tani Rav Yosef lo nitzcha ela litzna lakohen bo bayom. Vani vili pere de tfile mi etmol, avo pere de tfile ha'idna, kegon, Isa, lafrushi minat hala, mafrushina viavina lakohen. Vani mishum rishut ika mishum shvut leka. Vani mishum mitzvah ika mishum shvut leka. What's with the semantics here? Rav Yitzchak Dandan. Lomi boy karma, we're saying it's like this. Lomi boy, just plain shvus with no involvement of any mitzvah. That's awesome. But even shvus, which has elements of mitzvah, but it's not mamish achiyav, it's a rishus, is also awesome. And not only elements of shvus, a rishus is awesome. Even elements of shvus that are mamish a mitzvah, like giving something to Hegdash, is also awesome. Kol elu b'yom tov amru, Shabbos, and the only difference is, eichel nefesh, v'aminu, mishili derech arubah b'yom tov amru b'Shabbos. How can you say in the same breath almost, a contradiction? On Rav Yosef Lukash, Rav Eliezer, Rav Yoshua, to Tanya, Otoved benoshen of lulabor Rav Eliezer omer maale at harishonam anat shochto vishochto hasheni too bad oselo parnasab imekomo kidei shelo yamud. We don't allow you to bring it up. So over here also, we don't allow you to take the parrot down. Same thing. Rav Yoshua omer maale at harishonam anat shochto, but then you change your mind. Veino shochto with harama kozeru marim maale hasheni. And at that point, Ratzah Zeh Shochet. Omalei Abayah, what's the comparison? Deal not, kan lo kam Reb Lezer ha'atam, eladev shar b'parnasah. You're not going to lose money? Aval ha'akad eloyev shar b'parnasah, you could be b'shili. Inami at kan lo kam Reb Yeshua ha'atam, eladev shar la'arumeh. But ha'akha, everybody knows why you're taking on the Paris. Eloyev shar la'arumeh lo. Elomer of Papa lo kasha, ha'beit shamay, ha'beit ilel. The Tzan Beit Shammayim remain motziin. Lo et ha-katan, velo et ha-lulav, velo et sefer Torah, l'rushut ha-rabim. U-beit Hillel matirin, adim Elohim. Ha-kan lo kamri Beit Shammayim ha-atam el ha-hotza'ah. Avol tiltol lo? No. Avol tiltol lav tzarech hotza'ah. It's all one topic. Ha-beima va-kelim, kragle ha-ba'alim. Amoser b'em tolev, no, it can't be Bank Mizrahi because they've agreed to change the time, and it is Bank Mizrahi. So much for their agreement. I put in a whole bakasha to change the time because it's the middle of this year. Yes, absolutely. But you could sue them. Kelim am yuchadim lechad menachim shebabayit harei ilu teraglav v'shem yuchadim harein kemakom sheolchim lo hashoel kli mechaviro mi'erev yom tov. Keraglia shoel biyom tov keraglia mashil v'chein ha'isha shishala mi'chaverta tavlin umayim v'melach lisata harei elu keragli shteyim Reb Yehuda poter b'mayim mipnei she'en behem mamash matitin delok Rebbi Dotza detani Rebbi Dotza omer v'amir abba shol omer alokeach behem mamichavir omer v'yom tov alfa pishalom masral elu biyom tov harei keraglia alokeach. And somebody who generally is most of a balaro et alpha pishalo masralo elabiyom tov areo karagle aro and our mission says beferish not like that. Afilu temir rabbi does look kasha kam baro echad kam b'shnei roim and dekanami. Why else did we mention b'no? It says l'b'no olaro et shmamina. Omer rabba barbachan rabbi Yochanan halacha karabbi dosa. Wait. Mi amir rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah v'tana b'imava ken karagle abalim. Nu, v'lavukim nekambaro echad kamishneiro imutz prama. Tan rabbana. Shnayim sheshalo chaluk echad b'shutafut. Zele lech bo shacharit lebet ha-midrash. Vezele kades bo arvit lebet ha-mishte. You'll notice which one comes first. I mean, generally arvit comes before, but the Beis HaMedrash comes in the morning, but it's still more important than the nightclub, which comes at night. Ze yirev alav letzafon, ze yirev alav ledaron. Ze shirev alav letzafon, ma'alech letzafon, karagle, mi shirev alav ledaron. Ve'ze shirev alav ledaron, ma'alech ledaron, karagle, mi shirev alav letzafon. Ve'im mitzu et atchum, are ze lo yezizenu mimekoma. Interesting. This word mitzu, which has become so much part of modern Hebrew. So to have the tchum used up by being in the middle becomes to be mitzu, to use up all of your resources, right? To get whatever you can out of a thing. To be mitzu. Hare zeloy zizeno mimekoma. Itma. Shnayim shelakhu chavit ubeima b'shutafut. So Rav amar chavit muteret ubeima asura, v'shmuel amar chavit nami asura. So my kasava Rav, I don't get it. He kasava yesh breiras and the beima should also be muter. He kasava ein breiras and the chavit should also be asur. Leolam kasava yesh breira v'shani beima dekayan ki techumim mi'adadi. Armile Rav Kana Rav Asi la Rav, I don't get it. So leisur muktzel lo chashu, but only leisur techumim chashu. Shotik Rav. The ma'isa my avyala. Rav Oshai onar yesh breira in both cases. Rav Yochanan onar ein breira in both cases. What? Some Rav Oshai yesh breira tana meit babayit v'lo p'tachim abe kulam t'meim niftach echad miyem utameh v'kulam t'orim chishav lo hotzio b'echad miyem o b'chalon sheyesh bo arba'a al arba'a matzelat ala p'tachim kulan en b'sham esit atzon yivu shechashav ala vat shelo yamut ameit b'et yelel onim af mishyamut ameit. But comes on Rav Oshai and explains that let's make sure we understand l'taherat p'tachim mikan ala abba. He's not talking about retroactively. Mikan ala ba'in l'mafrei alo. So obviously Rav Oshai doesn't hold a breira. You're right. Epok. Rav Oshai omer ein breira. Rav Yochanan omer yesh breira. No. Mitel Rav Yochanan breira. Yom Rav Asi omer Rav Yochanan hachi shechok ala kuchotein. Umachzirin zel zeh biyovel. V'chit emekilet leila Rav Yochanan breira is only in the b'diraisa. But the Rabbanan like over here b'tchumim itle. Not true. Even Tchumimi doesn't hold. Because Berabonami Itle, Atani Ayo, Rabbi Yudal Merena Damatan El Shnei Devarim Kechad, Ela Imba Chacham Le Mizrach Eruvola Mizrach, Le Ma'arav Eruvola Ma'arav, but Lakana Lakan Lo, and we asked over there, well, I don't get it, it's exactly the same thing. Ma'ashan Lakana Lakan Lo Dein Breira, so Mizrach Umarav, that the Kochab is going to arrive sometime later, is also in Breira. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who explained it. It's talking about Kvar Bachacham. Amar Letle to Rabbi Yochanan Breira. Leolam lo tepo. Go back to the way we had it. Rabbi Oshaya doesn't hold a Breira. That's only by the case of Tumat Zmeis. Because you're dealing with the Diorayta. Avu Berabanan itle. Dorish Marzutra. Halachak Rabbi Oshaya. Amar Shmuel Shor Shal Patam. Hareu Karagli Koladam. Shor Shal Ro'e. Hareu Karagli Otah Irn.